sandwich. It is your day to be giant man. It is good day. Sandwich. Sandwich made me strong. Let us fight man versus tiny baby man. Come, knock me off. Wrestle, little man. Sandwich, sandwich. Hear me, bitsy, bitsy team. Now it's tower killing time. Sandwich, sandwich. Sandwich. I have captured point. Knock me off it! Can't take it back! Dromosito! Sandwich! That comes off for babies! Do-do-do-do! Come sing with me! Come knock me off!
Don't look at me, it was a request. Hi guys, welcome to a brand new Radio Redux. We'll be back soon with some fantastic news regarding Summer of Sonic, but right now here's Jin Senoue, Fight the Night Strings mix from Tales of Knighthood, Sonic and the Black Knight.
Now.
Hi everyone, welcome to a brand new edition of Radio Redux. I'm your host, Archangel UK, and joining me from the control desk bed thing, Echo Hawk. She's in the background, hasn't got a headset on, but she's saying hello. Trust me, on the corners you're still very quiet. Yes. Quiet as a mouse. Quiet as a mouse with slippers on.
Okay.
Anyway, welcome to a brand new episode of Radio Redux. The songs you're listening to were the Fight the Night Strings mix. The main reason you listen to that is because I was going through doing updates on Rex earlier and my iTunes, that actually was a broken file, so I actually had to find that. Turns out it was in the folder for the Rex Factor instrumentals.
Surprisingly, it's in the Rex Factor.
Yeah,
stuff.
I forgot. I must have cut it. I must have cut instead of copied, and I feel like a fool. And then we also had Starlight Zone, because the Summer of Sonic news is that we're moving it to Starlight Zone. Yeah, we're moving the entire convention to Starlight Zone.
No, it's going to be hosted by Emerald Coast. Don't you know anything? I mean, come on.
Actually, for real Radio Redux aficionados, the entire thing is being sponsored by No More Blue.
Oh, don't you know?
So, you know, it's being sponsored by No More Blue. The Sonic Rex forum. Didn't you know that? On the Sonic the Hedgehog forum, above all others. They're sponsoring the entire Summer Sonic. Yeah. No More Blue. Go to normoreblue.com. You won't find anything there, because it's not there anymore.
I wonder.
Yeah, it's all gone.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, we're replacing Sonic as well. Yeah. It's been quite fun. For those of you who are listening in, and I'm sure there are gajillions. I thought it says, didn't we discuss holding SOS on the Heartless? The
ship will get rocked, my friend.
Yeah.
No idea.
Who's gonna rock the ship? Ship. Ship. Yeah. No More Blue, yes. Slick Arena fix coming soon, apparently. But hello to everyone who's listening in. We probably have more listeners than we normally do, because we're going to do this massive Summer of Sonic announcement. In fact, we're going to do it in about 5 minutes or so. So hang on to your hats. And if you haven't got a hat, find T-Bird and hang on to his. It can be some sort of... You can all pretend to be corks, and he can pretend to be an Australian. So who's listening in? Well, lots of people. However, in the chat rooms we have... Now, do we do Radio Sega first, or do Sega Sonic Radio?
Whatever you want to do.
Flip a coin, someone. Hang on.
Flipping it.
Hang on. Well, it's only fair. It's all chance. There's not going to be Summer of Shadow either. I'm going to let Radio Sega call. Heads or tails, Radio Sega? First person to call. And we'll see what happens. See, summer of Winter. The Summer of Winter.
Wasn't any other possible convention name with winter in it, was it?
Sonic Stadium calls heads, which isn't really good considering I asked Radio Sega. Honestly. This is why you guys don't organise this thing. And nobody at Radio Sega's actually called. So D'Artagnan calls tails, which kind of works if SSR called heads. I flip the coin. And it is Tails. So we're going to go through Radio Sega first. We have Teela Spill, Tails the Prower, Sonic Yoda, Sir D'Artagnan, Shady Retrix Rad, Niozaru, Jonah, who is a Spain supporter. Shady and Sir D'Artagnan are Dutch supporters, by the way, because obviously the World Cup final is about to kick off, presumably, at some point. Radio Sega says to Sega Sonic Radio chat room, you are just full of fail. Them's fighting words. Ink Gavin Fastfeet, who's on Phone Mix. No, you're not. You can't possibly be, because we're on. He's on at 9. Empires. Cup Crusher. Cup Crusher wins my name of the week, I think. Corba da Best! I'm going to keep saying it that way. Captain Cloud Chaser. I haven't seen Cloud Chaser before. Hello. Astral Saber. World of Warcraft's that way. AUK. Anigo Venato using the square brackets again to cheat. Mina. Resident SD and Trigon. In Sonic Stadium, we have Earth Art Turbo, Trigon, Trekkie, Tulibogo. Tall Guy 91, T-Bird, Steve Spin, Sonic Mark. Why isn't Sonic Mark in the Radio Sega one? that's sort of wrong, isn't it? Traitor. Sonic AD, Sir D'Artagnan again, Shadow Fox 04, who is hatted? So he is holding on to his hat, presumably. I sincerely hope he is. Shade, Ringtail Fox, Resident SD, Proto May, Noir, Neil Zaru, Miles Prower, Lucas, Johnny, Jay-Zeech, Jovesoft, Fast Feet again, Extracius, Envy16, hello Kieran, Dotspeeds, crikey, it must be late there, or incredibly early, no, it's not always, Crash, Copy the Best again, we have B-Man, Resident SD says AUK Name of the Week needs a jingle. It needs a Harry Hill style jingle. AAUK's Name of the Week. Yes, we have B-Man. The Delightful Blue Blur 95 is playing well and listening in as normal. Blasted Pinata is also here, and Astral Saber's in the album as well. We are also joined by Anime Girl, former Rex Factor winner, of course. The AUK chap again. The DJ also cheats with his square brackets. I knew a couple of those in this one as well. We also have MK and Chanbot. It's 2:21 a.m. in Australia, says Dark Speeds.
Yeah, I've done worse.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I don't care if it's Sonic Mark or Sega Mark. You're all traitors. Your card is marked because you're a mark.
Booking them.
Yeah. So there's lots of there's been lots of suggestions what this is going to be, this announcement. We've got the every single one of them's wrong.
you couldn't have possibly anticipated.
These are some of the suggestions we've had so far. Okay, so this is since we've been on air. Summer of Pingers, Summer of Shenmue, no. Summer of Svend. Summer of Bioshock. Yeah, we're holding that underwater. The Summer of Penders. Penders! Yeah, Ken Penders is our guest. He's going to come along and then say that none of you can do anything with any of his stuff. If you missed that news, by the way, it's just, yeah. Yeah, that's my official comment is, yeah.
Good job, buddy.
Summer of Snooping as usual, I see. Summer of Octopuses. Octopi. Summer of Winter. Summer of Hopeless Mental Breakdowns and Big the Cat. That's probably accurate with the exception of Big the Cat. Winter of Robotnik needs to come back, I'm told. No, it really doesn't. It really, really
somebody
doesn't. Summer of Columns. Summer Afterburner followed swiftly by Summer of Columns.
Really,
no, that'd be more of an autumn-y event. Summer of Cracked, Summer of Marine. No, Winter Robotnik needs to come back. Lots of people saying Winter Robotnik needs to come back. That's bizarre. Summer of T-Bird's Hat. No.
We already have a T.
Twinkle Park. BirdCon. That'd be BirdCon exactly. Yeah.
We're already ahead.
Darkspeed is working out to Radio Redux.
That's awesome. Come on.
Okay, Darkspeeds, okay. Go pop that iron, okay, man? You gotta go 1, 2, 3, come on, 4.
You're doing the monster around your voice.
But monster. Monster. Summer of Monster Rancher. Summer of Dreamcast. No. I gotta say, I love Blasted PR time. She says the announcement is that SOS 2010 has been pushed back to 2011 to take in fan feedback and remove several minecarts. That's actually Jay wants to wake up in AUK's arms. No. Oh, Jay reckons that he's gonna pester you. By the way, JJ reckons he's gonna pester you at
the
event.
It's Jay. I know 3 J's.
It's JJ.
Which JJ?
The one you successfully manhandled out of the way when he tried to take.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Him?
He says hello, and he's going to pester you something about your real ID or something.
That means he plays WoW.
Yeah.
Yay! Except he probably doesn't play on an American server, so that probably won't work.
Yeah.
But good luck with that.
Mm. I wouldn't pester her, dude. She can have you.
No, I wish somebody took video of that. I really do.
T-Bird announced earlier, Skies of Arcadia, the summit of Barrow Rose. What? Summer of Choo Choo Rocket, Summer of Skies of Arcadia. No.
Summer of Sonic Shuffle?
Awesome of Gavioki. That sounds terrible.
Sounds like a bad dream.
Summit of Super Monaco Grand Prix. No, because we've already had the Monaco Grand Prix, so we'd have to wait. Summit of Tristan Oliver. Yeah, that is the official announcement, is that our star guest is Tristan. Which is the big reason that I'm not attending this, you know.
You won't make it through the end of the night.
Some of Ken Barlow. Ken's not attending. Ken is, honest to goodness, not attending. I swear. Some of Sandwich. And okay. Some of Sandwich and some of Sandwich. Darkspeed says, oh, Kev, please do me a favor. Phil's doing a forfeit, right? Any chance of letting us know what that is tonight?
Nope.
Is it Summer of Fluffy Kitten? No, Summer of... No. Absolutely not.
You'll have to find out when you come, trust
First
me.
That, Summer
gonna
of Sonic.
It's
going
to be worth it.
No. Okay. So, basically, we've been working very, very hard for a long time on this announcement. And that announcement is going to happen after music break. I wasn't going to, actually. Summer of Blake... Summer of Blake Fangirl Squeal Draco.
You know, we says, need more. We need to get that boy up on stage for a minute and get everybody to scream.
Veege's forfeit... Veege's not listening in, is he? No, he's still in Japan. Okay. Veege's forfeit...
No,
okay.
You can't tell him, because then he's going to know, because he's coming back on Monday and he's going to download the show, you fool.
The show won't go up, right? Veege's forfeit will be substantial.
No.
I'm not gonna say it. Right. Summer of Barry Chuckaliver. Shut up, all of you. That's what T-Bird said earlier. Actually, T-Bird suggested earlier that it was Right Said Fred, and I will exclusively reveal that we did actually look at getting Right Said Fred in. It wouldn't have been possible, unfortunately, but we did actually look at that as a possibility. Blake loses all my respect.
He
says James Corden, Summer of Sonic, and the answer is no.
He made the Blair, so it's like,
yeah. No wrenches, no nothing, it's not Summer of Sonic. Lady Gaga's not gonna be there. Let me do the bloody announcement! Stop that!
You weren't gonna do it, so why do you lie?
I don't lie. I always tell the truth. We've been working on this
British
for.
The
British truth. Is that any different to the. Is that is that the American talking?
Yeah. Green hands! No, wait, I'm done.
Never gonna give you up. Finally, right, announcements. We've been working this for ages, and I do mean ages, like since the last Summer of Sonic. Okay?
That's what you say about everything to do with Summer of Sonic, though.
Oh, but this one really was. Rather nice, I got an email from somebody earlier calling this announcement and telling me that they thought of it. The answer is no. No, really no. Ladies and gentlemen, I can confirm. So I just want to keep going on now and just doing
yeah,
these fake
exactly.
ones.
I could do this. Do it. Do it right now. I swear to God, do the line.
I could just go on like this, right? You can like, just keep
things
hanging.
Do the freaking line, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, I can officially confirm
that there's information on Sonic.
No.
No, not yet. That would be too cheap.
I can officially confirm we will have two special guests attending Summer of Sonic. One will be coming from Japan. One will be coming from America. They happen to go together, and they happen to be known as Jun Sunue, Johnny Gioi, Crush 40 will be in attendance at Summer of Sonic 2010. Official. Confirmed. They're coming. It's all... That's it. That's it.
Yep, now you're done.
They are there.
To the show. All right, see you guys later.
They are there. They will be there.
Bye, guys.
Yeah, that's it. Bye. See ya. No. So you remember at the end of SummerSonic 2009, I asked if you'd like to see them there. Well, yeah, we've been working on that since last SummerSonic. I've been putting out feelers. T-Birds owes a lot of credit for helping this to come about. Because we were working on the basis of a potential SummerSonic 2011, because we kind of thought that that was what we would need, that sort of that amount of time to actually get, because they're so busy, both of them. But yeah, it's all fallen into place for this year. So they will both be there. They will be available for Q&A. We will be available quick chat in the afternoon, meet and greet session. You can bring your Crush 40 stuff to come along and have signed. They may well bring some stuff along that you can, you know, peruse and buy, and then get signed, presumably. I don't know. I'm sure Johnny is going to be doing all sorts, you would have thought. But whatever the case, it is go, yeah. I'm just wondering what the chat room's gonna go. Generally, it's like, yeah, everyone's happy. Everyone is freaking happy. Yeah, T-Bird was waiting to press go, basically. So yeah, Crush 40. Hope you're happy. Not just that, of course.
Please don't complain.
Please don't complain. Yeah. Okay, now what else are you gonna do? You so better not, honest to God. But not only that, you may be wondering why we said that the Summer of Sonic was going to be going a bit later this year. Well, there was a reason for that. Namely just the fact that not only will they be there for the Q&A and the chat and meet and greet, they will be performing, fingers crossed, though, they will be performing a special gig. It'll be their first gig since the Tokyo Game Show in 2008. It'll be their first in the West, and all of this is for free, ladies and gentlemen, as part of Summer of Sonic. You really do not want to miss this at all. Let me just say this one more time: Crush 40, Summer of Sonic 2010, London, August 7th, confirmed. We've been waiting a long time for that, actually, to announce that.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I think people are, like, happy.
Nah. Getting people are safer. Are you gonna, like, say anything?
No, I'm kind of lost at what I was saying there. That was it.
Put some music on, then.
I'm gonna do it. I'm going to put on a sample of something you perhaps could see at, I don't know, you could perhaps could listen to at SOS.
Live.
Live. We'll see you in a bit. This is Radio Redux, and Crush 40 are coming to SOS, baby. Drop. And we're back. Hi. Have you all calmed down now? That was All Hail Shadow, followed by a theme of Metal City from, well,
Sonic Riders, one of your favourites.
Then we had Howard Rosin's A Spinball theme. That was from the Sonic Boom album,
I do believe.
So yes, if you just tuned in to Radio Redux, you missed a very important announcement. Namely, that Earthart was going to juggle naked whilst on a unicycle at SOS. As the main, it's the main event. Now that image will never leave you. Anytime you hear that music, it'll just be Earthart naked on a unicycle.
You're thinking about Earthart naked, man.
Yep,
that's your problem.
Oh no, I see, I've trained myself to be sort of, you know.
What, partless?
Oh. Remember, Earthart said that I was the epitome of heartless for Veege's forfeit.
Should we reveal
it? No, I'm not going to reveal it.
Not necessarily that, but maybe a sparkle of hope?
Sparkle of hope?
Well,
were you talking about the sparkle of hope for Veege?
Yeah.
Ah, yes, well, there is going to be.
Veege
won't know when this is going to happen, is the thing. He is not safe. Lots of messages actually, and so. Jade's have been there also suggested summit of Mudkips. Digi Valentine suggested the summit of Falcon Punch! Actually, summer of Falcon Punch should probably be made. Somebody needs to do that. Quick! It needs to be done.
I'm sure
you'll
get right on.
Yeah. Summer of
Falcon Punch!
Yeah, damn straight. So, we're kind of at a loss now. I mean, what else has been going on in the world recently? We have the Ken Penders thing. Yawn, move on. What else has been going on? We're packing up. We're packing up all our belongings into boxes because we're moving house.
No, we don't like
it. Yeah, we've had enough. We've had enough, so we're not going to be here next week.
The letters were one thing, but the boxes, now that's just crossing the line. People.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it's nice to receive a cake. Then there's a cake made out of a dead pheasant, and then we have problems, okay? Okay.
We've got the boxes, and then we've got disease, and then we've got fox babies that are sitting there saying, "Well, you're responsible for these." So
yeah,
you know. And the whole
then Tails gets upset with us because we've not done right by his, family,
mm-hmm.
And then we have to start paying maintenance.
Don't even get started on kit support.
Yeah, it's not right.
Exactly.
Accounts don't help you at all.
Not these days. I blame the government.
Yeah. If only we had some kind of coalition, they'd be able to solve all the problems.
They're too busy cutting everything off.
Mm. I can also announce that there will be this a new fan group will do a special performance at SOS. Yeah, Right Said Dread. It's a new fan group is going to do a performance as well. And they're going to do a special 64-minute gig. That's because they have a special 64-minute song. It's like performance art. It's a bit much. Nothing's too much for Summer of Sonic. Nothing! Nothing! Etc. Yeah, you know the one. Whatever it is. Good song. Aw, poor Becky.
I haven't been feeling
well this week. That's true. You've been poorly.
I've been poorly. But yeah, next couple of weeks are going to be kind of quiet if you haven't actually read from.
If you haven't been on Sonic Rex recently, well, more for you. You miss out on greatness. Or something like that, I suppose.
Your own problem, but for your sanity's sake, they just when you notice something going wrong next week, don't panic. We're not going to be around.
Nope.
Because of the situation with the move,
yeah,
we're not going to have a connection.
For a couple of weeks, minimum, and more like 3 weeks, possibly four. So, yeah, mid-season break. Woo! Spring break!
Hey, but unlike Sonic Arrow, we tell you about it.
Yeah.
We will still be doing shows on the...
Try.
Well, no, it's not that hard to do. We'll just do it the good old-fashioned style. We'll have Blake with us, so we'll have, more to offer.
Yeah.
We'll be able to... get temporary connections, so if you want to send in, keep doing the questions every week. We're gonna do, a show for every week we're off, and we will upload those shows when we get our connection and everything good and dandy. So now on the Q&A, UK and EH, you're gonna have to put and like break. Keep that in mind if you have any lovely thought-provoking questions for the poor Bella. By all means, poke and prod away. So, as you want to.
Everyone wants to poke and prod Blake.
Oh, yes.
It depends upon your gender where you want to poke him.
I don't think that.
So, yeah. Tickets, by the way, for this. We have the tickets, we just don't have the terms and conditions, and we needed you to agree to the terms and conditions. You won't try and burn the place down. And you won't try and sue us if you stub your toe. Or you won't try and claim that all the characters created at Summer of Sonic were your property. I'm going to start claiming that...
Creative property for holders.
Yeah, I created things.
Why? Just to piss people off? I don't think so, buddy.
I think you missed the news, actually, that I'm referring to. But
did I?
Yeah.
No, that doesn't surprise me. I didn't know what was that Olympic game that came out, weeks ago.
Yeah. If only you were married to somebody who was like,
You don't talk to me about that much. I'm sorry. Once it comes to work,
I talk. It's just
you whinge about work. I don't know about talking about work sometimes. Honestly, yeah. You're like every other working fellow, and I mean that's completely understandable and forgivable. But at the same time, it's just like, and then it goes in one ear and out the other after a while. Honestly, I'm your typical wife. I'm not that interesting, I suppose. Just tiny and slightly hyperactive and slightly dangerous.
Awesome. Just seems a fantastically appropriate. Let's see if I can get that to work. Oops. Yeah, crazy. Some of TF2's doctor? No. Brilliant. Yeah, but that was it. Summit of Edit Inflammatory Tea. Yeah, that'd be about right. Summit of Bentley Jones. Wasn't that last year? Summit of Sonic 4.
It's lucky if we get it out in winter.
We'll have a lot to see about that one, I think. Summit of Top Gear, which equals Dave's. that's every day. Every day on Dave. Apart from the day when it's the QI marathon. Right, so... we're not going to be about. Mm-hmm. Is number one. Number two... T-Bear's not going to be about next week either. Really, Carl, because he can't get the Summer of Sonic achievement on PS3. Oh, there was an achievement unlock image that was posted in the Imperial Online forum. Onyeka Vanas is the Summit of Ram the Dragon. I suspect Blake would be all over that particular event. it's not the subject matter.
You never know. Could be a special guest next year, but you'd have to work just as hard as you worked on Crush 40 to get hurt.
Blake Draker asks, will Radio Redux Season 1 be appearing on Dave anytime soon? Oh, it might. You never know. Although saying that, Radio Redux Season 1, Episodes 107 and 108... they went up earlier, along with 5:13.
Isn't that the re-digitally mastered Disney something?
And Equinox is the summit of Blake X Ram. Summer of Sonic 2011 is in Montevideo. No, it's not. The summer of summer.
Summer of sweat. Summer of
it's actually this going to be called the summer of boys of summer. Of Don Henley. Is Benny Jones going to be there? Well, you just have to wait and see. Maybe, maybe not. Which, frankly, is the only two answers I can give you. Maybe, maybe not.
Any other
answer is not, well, it's not possible.
Don't ever hold your breath. We'll tell you
nothing. The only thing for sure about Summer of Sonic is nothing is for sure. Even when we confirm it. No.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, you'd hope that when you confirm it, you'd have it, but you never know.
I think that also is a summer of Knot Hole. Summer of a Knot Hole resident, maybe.
Oh, what's his face there?
Summer of kicking the thighs.
Summer of, what's the bear?
The bear. Summer of bears.
No, there's a specific bear that keeps coming back from being a pop size or something.
Oh,
Fisher.
Sam Fisher. The summer of Sam Fisher. Just for Rory Jocelyn. Rory Black, the summer. Summer of Sonic the movie.
Good luck with that, Bucko. We can't even get a WoW movie out. Don't even start with Sonic.
But yeah, tickets are still free. Hello, tickets are free. So they'll be going up. So if you have tickets, just don't have those terms and conditions.
Yep.
I am going to punch Legal in the face. Some of Lyle the Bear, says Beamer. I will go and punch Legal in the face on Monday, and then threaten to beat them about the head with one of the arms of the Sonic statue unless they provide those T's and C's. Because the T's and C's are actually 2 weeks late now, and I'm kind of pissed.
Oh dear.
I've been very pissed recently.
So you're going to try and now threaten and supposedly assault an entire Legal team then?
Damn straight. There's not that many of them.
Yeah, you couldn't possibly get any severe repercussions from that. No, not at all.
I think the way it's gone so far with this Summer of Sonic, I doubt they'd blame me.
You say that now, but aren't they like lawyers and stuff?
T-Bone wants to be played by Jason Statham for SOS the movie. I think Johnny Depp can play me. You can watch Johnny Depp go slowly insane. Some of me dispenser here, no. But yeah, I mean, to be honest, that's kind of it. That's what we had. I mean, there's the All-Star Racing World Championship. We'll be crowning a world champion of Sonic and Sega All-Star Racing.
Who is going to be allowed to participate in that?
People who are there.
Besides them. Like,
people
like,
who are there.
Like everybody who's there? Like, anybody who's interested, like, they could be working for
these things. Is it, this, yeah, the staff could enter.
Okay.
Is this your way of saying that you'd quite like to enter?
I fancy a go.
Yes, that's fine. Well, I'm not going to, well, Blake's one of the best, Blake Draco's one of the best All-Star Racing guys in the country, so I'm not sure, I don't see why we shouldn't.
Just because he can Blake do enter. Good times doesn't mean he can outlast head-to-head competition.
Well, that's something to find out, isn't it, children? But yeah, so we're doing that, and you'll also, as well as getting an Archie comic,
which is rare and exclusive.
Well, Crash says that AUK can be played by Dwayne the Rock Johnson, and Adam says that Sven can be played by Danny DeVito. That scares me, actually. I'll imagine it would scare Joe quite a lot as well. Vegeta's back tomorrow.
Yes, he is.
Are you allowed to hack in this tourney, says Johnny.
No.
And unsurprisingly, Jet Li for Dark Speed. Awesome.
That would work.
But You know, the Expendables is actually based on our lives. Earth Arts.
Yeah.
Beach is played by Jim Carrey. Earth Arts being played by Sylvester Stallone. Bruce Campbell for Earth Arts? No. So, yeah.
Are we going to get played by Miles Davis?
That's. You're so not. Jailbait! Anyway, that's it now. What's going on? Gabby asked how you plan to top this next year then.
Are you kidding? We've got
the answer is piss off.
The answer is wait and see.
Seriously.
Don't freaking challenge us, man. You don't want to see what's going to happen, man.
No, it's seriously, just no. No. I don't even want to know what's happening next year. That's if it happens next year.
Hey.
I'm not even sure I want to be involved in it next year.
anyway.
Echo played by Megan Fox. No.
Yeah, I heard that one.
No, because Echo has talent.
Hey, I don't know how that is. Talent for what? Talent for being obnoxious?
If you can't get tickets, Summer of Sonic 2011 cancelled. Yeah, that's how we can top next year. We can cancel the event. It's being held in my house, and you have to pay £1 million to enter.
But so, on the plus side, you get to shake hands with Knockout. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, that's the thing. We might have another guest.
Yeah.
That's South American country.
If we do a do we accept IOUs? What for? It's free. Do I say? Oh wait, for the SummerSlam 2011. I don't know. We're gonna see about SummerSlam 2011. Let's get this one out of the way first, shall we? Yeah, I'm canceling Crush 40 because all you guys care about is the 2011 one.
Well, the interesting part. Now, I remember. I think there were some complaints, but kind of, if not complaints, but kind of people noticed that they kind of had to wait outside a bit, and we had the stuff.
Yeah, I know it was terrible. You had to wait outside because the doors weren't open because the event wasn't open. Summer of SSMB says Crash. I think you'll find that's what
basically
a lot of people. That's what everyone seems to think that it is half the time.
Would you say that we're probably going to definitely aim for opening on time this year?
Yeah, I've no idea what. JJ, I've no idea why Pension's playing in the background, but sod it, let it play. Not a clue.
Well, I mean, people should always be prepared for
We'll aim to do it on time. Obviously, we had some major issues last year. We'll actually be setting up like on the Friday.
Yeah, we'll actually have a
we've got a bit of a day's grace. Yeah, at least we have an agreement with the location to set up on Friday.
It might go smoother, it might go better.
And now people say actually waiting outside last year was awesome. And yeah they're right.
That was so funny. Tell the story. Yeah, stuck your head out there.
Oh yeah, the story is that there was me, Bentley Jones, and Earthheart. And yeah, and we sort of smuggled Bentley in. Like, a few people have seen him. Can Pendulum come to SOS 10 as well? No! No, seriously. SummerSlam 2012 hosted by Satan. That's not a very nice way to call Adam that. He's not a Satan. No. I know. I always drop my own story. It's how Radio Redux works. I then come back to it later on and then I forget the punchline.
Oh, you do what you want.
Where were we?
Yeah.
I'm lost. Where were we?
Bentley
Jones.
Smuggled him in.
And we were sort of wondering, because it was taking a while, and we'd have to delay it, and we went to look outside at the queue. Yeah, A.K. Bentley Jones and Earth Fox walked into an SOS. and the barman said, "Don't you know that you look like Sven Jocelyn?" And he said it to Bentley Jones, and Bentley Jones said, "No, for I have much better hair than Sven Jocelyn." The barman apologised and then turned to Irfan and said, "Don't you know that you look a lot like Sven Jocelyn?" And Urfart said, no, because he has much more hair than I do. And he is much more Danish than I am, and Barman apologised. And he turned to AUK and he said, isn't it great how the TSS people put all this together? And then AUK punched him in the face.
Yeah.
At the end. Alternatively, we're wondering what the situation was with the building and the queue outside. And we opened the door a crack and we literally poked our heads around the corner. All three of us, like top, middle, bottom, three of us around the corner, and we just looked at the classic queue, and we both almost simultaneously went, "Fucking hell!" And closed the door, slammed it, tried to get back in, and close it.
I do recall a certain cheer following you
on. AUK Earthheart and Bentley Jones announced a brawl, apparently. Cam Cloud says it's an 8 a.m. start. I was in the Truman Brewery at 4 a.m. Thank you. Last year, setting up on my own. So, well, yeah, because was Sven gonna get up at 4? No, absolutely not.
It's not always about Sven.
My first question on Twitter about it is any chance Richard Jakes and TJ Davis returning? Not this year.
I think they were busy.
Not this year. Richard's definitely busy. Richard's in America somewhere during the time. He's running away. He is afraid of us. We're technically running away from him because we're moving away from him, not all of us. Because if you remember rightly, we actually live near Richard Jakes. When we haven't got the time. And he's not about.
Yeah.
But yeah. He lives like a stone's throw away from us. It's ridiculous.
That was a bit of a surprise.
That was scary.
It was a pleasant
surprise. Mm. Tiny, tiny little man. But yeah, next if we do do one next year, we might well have the entire Sonic Rex team there next year. Hmm? What? How was I saying what?
If.
I will. Camel Cloud Chaser says, I remember last year AUK asked if I'd kept my hair. Yeah, because I was concerned. I didn't want you to shave it all off again. Don't! No, yeah, nobody's going to be at 4 a.m. No. But, we're moving again. So, naturally, Summer Sonic cannot take place unless we're doing some sort of major, unless me personally is involved in some sort of major emotional, personal upheaval. Last year it was us getting married, we were trying to organise the wedding, and now we're trying to organise the house move in the middle of this, so yeah.
It's not that, it's the internet loss that's making me worry.
That's a pain in the ass.
That's kind of not helpful.
Anyway.
Screw with him now, he may be in trouble.
Anyway, we're actually going to end it there.
You do what you want.
We're going to end it there, because, you know, nobody really cares anymore, they've had the big announcement. Truce is it's nice and longish now. Good, keep it. There's no need to shave it off again, really, for the love of God, don't do it. Don't trim it. Nice hair. But yeah, that the Crush 40 announcement, by the way, is not the only announcement. There is other stuff to be announced, big stuff. Some guests. Perhaps. Some people, some organisations, some items. There's other big things that we're going to announce, guys. No, T-Bed's not having a new hat. What a version 3 of that. Well, I want to put. We were going to put.
Here's a feather in his hat.
Here's a feather in his hat. Actually, he needs a sort of the sort of belt bit around the hat, like Knuckles does. Yeah, the tooth thing like Knuckles has.
Except he had like
stars. don't know. But yes, I know what's coming because, you know, well, I know.
Now you have
strange, isn't it?
You're really not good at those lines.
Is Say going to PAX AUK? What's PAX got to do with me?
Everybody has permission to come to
PAX. Nothing to me.
Have fun.
Oh, you try it.
He's easy to torture.
Just try it. Just try it. Honest to goodness.
Try annoying him though. That gets you weak bands. That doesn't.
Yeah, I wouldn't try calming me down because I will fight back and then people get hurt.
There was enough people.
Yeah.
I wouldn't help him.
Don't be fooled by this commonplace, you know, veneer. And I'll beat your ass.
Six guys.
Well, probably, yeah, six guys will take me.
All right, that's all they need.
Yeah, just six guys.
Good.
Yeah, you can try it. I'll seriously injure at least three of you. So there's 50-50 odds.
Okay,
anyway.
Goodbye with first aid.
Is that what you call it?
Hey, what? Excuse me?
Zing.
Excuse
right.
Excuse me?
You're excused. Okay, but yes, that's it now. So there's more stuff coming. In fact, there's going to be... there's going to be a severe cough.
Good job.
There's going to be...
A murder of crows.
No, it's not going to be a murder of crows. There's been a murder of crows. There's going to be, next week, okay... There's going to be a piece of Slick Colours news, okay, revealed Monday. As in tomorrow. Spelled for you. Lol, the American said it's spelled for you. And Thursday, there's going to be... I'm going to exclusively reveal something nothing to do with SOS, but something to do with Sonic as a whole, which is big news, okay? Like the franchise. Franchise changing news. I'm serious. Yeah, Flem's at Summer of Sonic. Yeah, awesome. Yeah, I'm not well, okay? There you go, it's proof. But yeah. Not Sonic 4 delayed again. Shut up. Sonic's changing his name to Philip. Yeah. Philip the Hedgehog.
Phyllis the Hedgehog.
Phyllis the Hedgehog. Sonic Colors and Atlas, Sonic Falls delayed. No. Yeah, but franchise altering news on Thursday. Nothing specifically to do with the games. You will have to wait. You will have to wait and see. No guarantee it will be Thursday in case it's a problem. But. This Thursday.
On a blog.
Check out the... Keep a massive eye on the blog, Nick. Not Sonic Rex. Or anywhere else.
Eyes, though. What am I supposed to do?
If you have standard eyes, that's fine.
Sure.
Yeah. It's all good. It's all good. They don't even realise about the princess and these guys. Shit.
Oh, you're a twisted man.
Simon Lee says Sonic's now a llama.
Sexual tension.
No.
No. I don't know anything. I really don't. This is completely new to me. But then again,
unless Sonic Team is hiring Jeff Minter, no. It's
hiring
not,
and then promoting.
Yeah, Jeff Minter is going to be the head of Sonic Team, and then Sonic and Tails are both being replaced by llamas. It all makes sense. Anyway, we're heading out. You go watch the World Cup or something. Apparently that's on.
What, is that Top Gear thing?
Yeah, I don't know. Ken Bender's own Sonic. Yeah, blatantly. So that's it. Phone mix is on at 9. Go watch Top Gear or Sonic the Hedgehog or World Cup or something. You're going to... his old Echo just keep belching at you or something. Ken Penn was the Hedgehog. It all makes sense. Hang on, I'm going to ask her as a question quickly. How about some of the palace that was found, AAUK? Ooh. Indeed. The palace that was found. For Evil Foundry, we'll have that up next. How about that? As our going away presents. Because we're off on our holidays to move house.
You get Friday off and Monday off.
Yeah, I get Friday and Monday off.
Yay!
Which is like, oh my god, AUK has days off.
He's gonna be doing other stuff anyway.
Yeah, except for the Friday when I'm actually, even though it's my day off, I'm
He's
at a Microsoft.
He's gonna work anyway.
It's my day off on the Friday, and I'm at a
that's
Microsoft conference.
That's what the Microsoft thing is.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
it's the Friday. I'm at a special Microsoft thing when
you
I find out
right.
about
there
Kinect.
There is more to come to some.
Oh yeah.
Like, yeah, you're right. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Anyway. It's all good. Actually, I should have actually said before we do go. We've not said anything. The All Stars competition is actually being sponsored by Microsoft.
Yep.
Microsoft very very kindly going to provide all the pods for things and everything.
Yep, pods are
returned. Well, most of the pods anyway. But yeah, 360 versions of games is going to be.
Yep. So
yeah. Microsoft really helping us out actually. Providing all the pods for free.
They have an extra niggle in there for us later, but I don't know if that's a...
Do they? Oh, I don't know. We'll see. We'll find out at some point, I guess.
Yeah, that's true.
But that's it. I hope you've enjoyed the show. Hope you've enjoyed the announcement. We're off now on our break. We'll see you in... Well, we'll either see you via recorded show next week.
Mm-hmm. Well.
In which case, someone will have to figure out how to play it on Radio Sega, I'm guessing.
Sure.
I think Earthart will cover. Earthart will probably cover. Earthart and Veja will probably cover.
If you gave it to
T-Show.
Mark, who wants to bet that Mark would just play it and just do that?
We'll see Mark. Yeah, probably.
Or somebody.
But yeah.
Somebody will be on to play some song. Maybe there will be some music and stuff here. We'll have to actually record in advance. We won't have Blake by that point.
No, not at that point.
But the week after.
When are we going to have Blake?
I think he said like 2 days after, but he's the one who knows more than I do. But I mean, he could arrive on the day for all we know at this rate. So that's him and his travel situation.
Okay. Well, that's it. We're off. We're all going on a summer holiday. No more working for a couple of minutes probably. I've been Artchange UK.
No, I'm not gonna say.
No. I've been Artchange UK.
I've been Echo Hawk.
And Crush Faulty are coming to Summer of Sonic 2010! We'll see you soon. Bye for now!
If truly free beast up Neverth, all that's happening.